Do not believe the news reports that pinged around the world last month faster than the flick of a dragon's tail, saying Steve Feltham, full-time professional seeker of the Loch Ness Monster, has determined that Nessie is a giant catfish and has ended his search. You are not walking away from your dream, Steve, are you?
No, I'm not leaving Loch Ness. Never have intended to, never will, until I solve this mystery.
How did it all begin?
In 1991, I sold my house, quit my job, and left my girlfriend to search for the Loch Ness Monster. I bought a 1970 Comma van and drove it north from Dorset, England, to the Scottish Highlands. On July the 18th, 1991, I looked out on the lake for the first time as a full-time monster hunter. And now, I'm holder of the Guinness World Record for longest continuous search for Nessie.
You are definitely not the first one to search for the monster.
Since the peak of Nessie mania in the 1930s, there have been thousands of eyewitness sightings, many from sober, sincere people who describe remarkably similar things. A smooth back, a dark shape, a heavy-seeming object moving through the water. There have been several serious searches for the animal, boat expeditions, sonar soundings. None have turned up anything conclusive, but nothing dissuades the believers, like me, who look out on the lake's placid waters and see a mystery to be solved.
When was the first account of the monster written?
The monster first surfaced in a 7th century account of the life of St. Columba, an Irish monk who impressed his followers by repelling a violent water beast. In 1933, the Spicers, a London couple driving around the lake, claimed to see a long-necked prehistoric animal slithering across the highway into the lake. Dozens of similar sightings followed. In 1934, a London doctor named Kenneth Wilson snapped a photograph of a mysterious shape rising from the lake's still surface. The Daily Mail published the monster's most famous portrait, a grainy image of what looks like a hump and a dinosaur-like neck. Within days, a line of cars was snaking to Loch Ness. A legend was born.
And what about you? Have you seen it?
I saw an unexplained object in the loch exactly once, sometime around 1992. It was a torpedo-like shape pushing through the water. I missed the chance to take a photo, but hoped to do so the next time I saw it. I've never done.
Adrian Shine, preeminent expert and leader of the Loch Ness Project, debunks one Nessie theory after another. Welcome, Mr. Shine.
If you want to be a total buzzkill about it, the mystery is already solved. There is no Loch Ness Monster. The loch's icy waters are unusually devoid of nutrients. There isn't enough food to support the amount of fish a dinosaur-sized creature would need to feed. Sonar and video surveillance have found no monsters either. A lot of people have indeed seen things they genuinely could not explain. They're not lying. They just probably didn't see what they think they did. Even the Spicers were probably misinterpreting the shimmering heat of the freshly laid asphalt. A 1984 analysis of the famous surgeon's photograph in the British Journal of Photography concluded that it was likely a fake. 10 years later, an elderly man confessed to having helped his stepfather fake the photograph using a toy submarine and a model of the monster's head. It's been clear for decades that there is no Loch Ness Monster. I'm well aware of the body of evidence in the No Nessie camp. Still, to me, the mystery feels unsolved. I'm living proof that it doesn't matter how specialist or whimsy-esque your dream is. Do the thing you want to do. Just follow your dreams. If it works for you, if it fills your heart with joy, do it.